Was it selling? I studied her carefully. It was hard to tell. Slowly, very slowly, her gaze swung around and locked on me. I swallowed hard.
Ooh.
The moment of truth had arrived. She said, "You're in my yard." Yes, that was true. I waited for more, but that's all she said. Her gaze returned to the flower beds, and I was left to decipher the meaning of her words. See, I knew she had some strong opinions about dogs in the yard. She didn't allow it. Yet there I was in her yard, and, well, she hadn't screeched or chased me with a broom or anything. This seemed to be pretty strong proof that my program was working. Her heart was beginning to soften, and I needed to press on with my presentation. I had already picked out the spot where I wanted to, well, spend some time. The iris patch on the north side of the house, which appeared to be the very coolest spot on the ranch. Out of the sun, out of the dusty wind, great location. Oh, and it also happened to be the favorite loafing spot of Pete the Barn Cat, which made it even more inviting. Of course, Pete would have to vacate the property when I took it over. But I didn't dare make my move to the iris patch. Not yet. That would be too sudden, too abrupt. Before I moved into the iris patch, so to speak, I needed to do a little more... How can I say this? A little more diplomatic work with Sally Mae. Charm her. Win her heart. Convince her that I belonged in her yard. I switched all systems over to heavy charm and went back to work. Here's the message I beamed to her. Sally Mae, words and tail wags can hardly express my deep and sincere admiration for the fine work you've done in your yard. Did you do all this land scraping yourself? You have such an eye for beauty. Every little shrubbery and blade of grass is just, well, perfect. So green, so cool, so inviting. Terrific. And, well, maybe you've noticed that it's very hot today, and maybe you've noticed that I'm wearing a fur coat. Perhaps you've even been worried about me. I mean, everyone knows you're the kind of lady who worries about her pets and animals, and let me say right here that I've always admired that quality in you. The fact that you care so deeply about animals and doing the right thing. I held my breath and waited. Her eyes swung around again, and she said, "You're still in my yard." That didn't sound so good, but let me point out that she said it with a smile. Hey, this was going pretty well, and it was time to make a dash for the bottom line. "Yes, Sally Mae, and speaking of the yard, let me take this opportunity to express some thoughts and feelings that are, well, close to my heart. I know we've gone through some rocky times, you and I, and we've had our share of, well, misunderstandings, missed opportunities, failures to communicate our deepest feelings about each other. I'll admit that I've made a few mistakes have been made, and I know that they've damaged our relationship. Sometimes I've even had the feeling that